I would like to introduce to you this morning one of my special friends, Stephanie, if you will come. Michelle will help us. This is my friend Stephanie. A year ago this month, she was baptized in the ocean.
去年这个月的时候，她在信了主，在海洋里受浸。
So a little more than a year ago, she gave her heart to Jesus.
因为在一年以前，她把她的心归给耶稣。
And I love her, and she has been growing in God.
我很爱她，她在主里面一直有长进。
So I asked her if she would share a little of her story.
所以我请她早晨跟我们分享一些有关她自己的历程。
So you would know.
所以让大家可以对她有一些认识。
She's one of our neighbors. She lives right down the street here.
她是我们的邻居，就住在隔壁的街上。
So Stephanie, don't be scared. Just share your story. Okay, Michelle will translate.
Okay.
So you just give her a sentence or two, and then she'll say
okay.
In Chinese.
Good morning.
大家早.
Okay, can you hear me good? Okay. I know by looking at me, I probably look like a normal girl.
你看我好像只是一个普通的女孩子。
But before I came to God, my life was broken.
但是在我来到神面前, 我的生命是破碎的。
Every time, like,
it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
她说对不起, 我会忍不住要哭泣。
She has a tender heart.
I know. Okay. My parents weren't always loving, and my home was broken.
我父母不是一个很爱我的父母，我的家庭是破碎的家庭。
Both my parents were alcoholics.
我父母都是有酒精的瘾的人。
So growing up, I've seen like a lot of things that a young girl shouldn't see.
所以在我成长的过程，身为一个年轻女孩子，我看到很多我不应该看见的事。
I don't want to get too much into it, but just know that my family had a lot of hardship.
我不会讲很多的细节，但是我只能说我成长的过程中，我的家庭经过很多的痛苦。
My house was a broken home. I had to leave my house at a very young age.
我的家庭很早就破碎了，所以我在很年轻的时候就必须离开我的家。
My mom was abusive to me. She liked to get drunk and hit me.
我母亲会虐待我，她会喝醉了然后打我。
Mike was my friend.
Who's friend?
Mike, my husband.
Oh, 我的先生 Mike 是我的朋友。
His mom, my mother-in-law. Now she saved me from my house, so I left and I lived with Mike.
Mike 的母亲就是我现在的婆婆，在我走投无路的时候帮助了我，所以我就离开我的家，跟他们住在一起。
So over the years, I started a new family.
所以很不久之后，我有了我自己的家庭。
I have three kids.
我有三个孩子。
So through this time, I was still lost and I was still broken, and I still haven't run to God yet.
在这段时间，我的生命中是很多破碎的事，我还没有来到神的面前，我还是有很多的问题。
As a young mother, I struggled not to fall into the same patterns of my parents.
身为一个非常年轻的母亲，我努力挣扎，不要又变成像我母亲一样的母亲。
But without much guidance, it was very easy to do without even seeing it.
但是没有人帮助我或引导我，在我不知不觉的里面，我就变成那样子的一个母亲。
I moved to Pomona and left behind all the hurt.
我搬到 Pomona 来，把一切让我心碎的事情留在身后。
But things seem to just stay the same.
但是呢，生活确实好像没有什么改变。
Living on our own, me and Mike struggled financially and emotionally.
身为年轻的父母，我和我的先生 Mike 啊，非常的辛苦，无论是在情绪上、心灵上，或者是财务上。
Mike and me were beginning to feel hopeless.
我跟我先生开始慢慢觉得没有希望。
My daughter, Artis.
我的大女儿叫做 Artis.
The one with the golden hair.
就是有一头金发的那个小女孩。
She's really friendly. She'd say hi to everybody.
她是一个很友善的孩子，她对每一个人都会打招呼。
This one day, she said hi to two. I always call them God sent angels.
Who's that?
Two people.
Oh. 那一天她对两个人经过的两人说 hi。
Their names was Lucretia and Vicky.
就是 Lucretia 跟 Vicky 这两位，我常常说他们是神差遣来的天使。
They came to my door.
他们就来到我的家门口
，asking if my kids could come to kids club.
邀请我们的小孩到这里的儿童的聚集里面。
Me and Mike were just concerned about our own problems. We just brushed it off.
那时候我跟我的先生为自己的事情都忙不过来，就没有很在意他们的邀请。
But every Friday there they were.
但是每个礼拜五，这两位都会到我们的门口来邀请我们附近的孩子。
I honestly was afraid of religion. I thought there was a catch to these people being so nice.
但是诚实的讲，我总是很怕宗教的事，我总觉得他们是有什么目的的。
Till finally I gave in one day.
终于有一天呢，我屈服了。
Artis begged me please to go, so I did it for her.
我的大女儿一直求我让她能够去，所以那一次呢，我终于为了她的缘故去了。
And to honestly see them sing and dance and praise God.
诚实的说，那天看到他们在那里唱歌跳舞赞美神。
Their faces were so happy and full of life.
他们的脸上是充满了喜乐，而且充满了生命。
I'll never forget that.
我永远不会忘记那个印象。
Lucretia mentioned to me that Sunday was church.
然后 Lucretia 告诉我，主日我们都在这里。
I felt unsure about it, but once again, my kids helped me.
我不是很确定想不想来，但是我的孩子又再一次的帮助了我。
So sitting there in Sunday church, listening to Pastor David speak.
那天坐在聚会的里面听Smither, David Smither 的讲道。
It gets tricky. I felt sitting there, my heart was pounding really fast.
我坐在那里听他讲道的时候，我觉得我的心跳的速度真快。
And I felt like overwhelmed.
我觉得好像被一个力量超过我的力量所
I never felt that before. I don't know what that was.
我不知道那是发生了什么事情，因为我从来没有这样的经历。
And then I felt guilty.
然后我就开始觉得有罪恶感。
I don't know. I felt just like guilty being there. Everything he was saying to me, I felt like in trouble, and I felt everything that he was saying was for me.
好像他所说的每一句话都是针对我说的，光照在我的里面，让我觉得很亏欠。
I wanted to break down and cry.
我想要大放声痛哭。
I'll never forget that feeling.
我永远不会忘记那个感受。
It was special, and now I know that that was the Lord speaking to my heart.
那真是非常特别的一个经历。现在我明白了，是因为主向我的心说话。
For the first time, I felt a love I never knew was possible.
第一次我感觉到一个爱是我以前不知道有的爱。不觉得是可能有的爱。
So, Matthew 11:28,
就像马太福音十一章二十八节所说的
，Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
那些劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我必使你得享安息。
I was weary and I was burdened.
我是非常的充满了劳苦和重担的。
And he gave me rest.
但是神赐给我了安息。
Finding salvation has taught me to leave my life in God's hands, and I can do anything through Him.
得到主的救恩，让我认识一件事，就是我可以把我自己的生命交托在神的手中。
And so I want to say one thing before I close.
我结束的时候想说这一句话。
All my friends and all my family didn't, they're not around anymore because I came to Jesus.
因为我信主之后，我的原来的朋友、家人都离开我。
But the sweet thing is that the Krishna told me, God will provide and He gave me a new family.
最甜蜜的是 Krishna 告诉我说，虽然是这样，但是神会为我预备一个甜美的、美好的家庭。
I may be crying, I may look broken right now, but it's, I'm not.
也许我在这里好像在哭泣，很忧伤，好像我是破碎一样，但是不是的。
So every time I speak my testimony, it's like wounds open up again.
也每次我分享到我的见证的时候，就好像把以前的那个伤痕又打开来。
So I'm just really grateful for God working in my life, and He's still working in my life, and I'm just.Really grateful for that. So just thank you guys for listening to my testimony.
所以我很为了神来到我的生命中，并且持续的不断的工作，我心中充满了感激，也谢谢你们让我有机会在这里分享。
So I want to say church family is wonderful.
我必须说我们神的家的这个大家庭实在是太棒了。
Jesus doesn't leave us alone.
主耶稣从来不会丢下我们一个人。
And I want to say he's been answering her prayers.
神也一直答应她的祷告。
And wonderful things have been happening for her family and her home.
很多奇妙的事发生在她的家中和她的家人们当中。
There is peace. Yeah.
在那里，她的家中现在有平安。
I saw it happen in front of my eyes.
我亲眼看见的。
And so we are just so glad for church family.
为着有神这么大的神的家庭，我们心中充满了感恩。
This is God's idea, yes.
这是神的想法，不是吗？
So can we thank Stephanie for being vulnerable and sharing her story?
我们也谢谢 Stephanie 愿意把她的心打开，把很坦诚的在这里与我们交通她的经历。谢谢 Stephanie. Thank you.
Her Chinese is so good, isn't it?
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Steph, for sharing your heart.
谢谢 Stephanie 将你的心敞开来跟我们分享。
Let's pray and ask God to bless His word. Amen.
我们开始之前，请我们一起祷告，求神祝福他的话。
Father, we're just so thankful to be here. We thank you for your presence.
Yes.主，我们何等感谢你的同在。
And so, Lord, we ask you to speak to us this morning.
所以早晨我们说，主，求你向我们的心说话。
And make the words of the Scripture come alive in our hearts and minds today.
求你让你的话在我们心中活起来。
We just ask you to be with us, lead us, guide us, step by step, word by word.
每一句话，你都在这里引导与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to be sharing with our larger church family again.
跟大家一起合并聚会实在很棒。
As I was sitting there listening to Steph share her testimony.
当我听到 Stephanie 在这里分享的时候。
I couldn't help but think, you know,Just for Stephanie, everything that we do is worth it. Amen.
我忍不住想到，为了神在他身上所做的这一切，我们觉得就是为一个同伴来效力，一切的服侍也都够了。
Just for one changed life.
就为一个改变的生命，我们所有的侍奉都有价值了。
Just one small child.
或是一个小小的孩童，他生命被改变，我们的侍奉也有意义了。
All that we do and minister and share.
我们所有的劳苦，我们所做的工
is worth it, amen.
都因此而有真实的价值。
Well, last time I was with us together here in our combined meeting, I shared on waiting on God.
上次我们合并的时候，我分享到如何等候神。
As a more general principle of waiting on on the Lord and seeking Him in prayer.
讲到一个一般的原则，如何等候寻求他。
This morning I want to talk about how our waiting on God impacts our ability to wait on others.
今天我要讲到我们如何学习等候神，会帮助我们学习到如何等候帮助别人。
You might remember last time in that message on waiting on God, I said that if we are not willing to wait on God,
记不记得上次我们说，如果我们不愿意花时间等候神的话，
most likely we will not be able willing to wait on anybody else.
那很可能我们对别等候或有耐心向着别人是也很难办到的。
You know, just as the scripture tells us that if you say you love God but don't love your brother,
你可以说我爱神，可是你不爱看得见的弟兄或姊妹。
You are deceiving yourself.
你在自己欺骗自己。
In the same way, if we are not willing to wait on one another,
同样的道理来说，若是我们不愿意服侍彼此，
I believe it reveals an unwillingness within us to, that we're really not waiting on God.
也表示说我们这个人恐怕也没有真的愿意花时间等候神。
You know, personally, I've been feeling, especially the last year, that there are things changing in the spiritual environment in this nation, in this state.
我特别是去年，我觉得这个国家，特别是我们加州，一个属灵的环境跟气氛的改变。
And there are more changes to come.
而且我感觉到更多的改变要临到我们。
Some of these changes, I believe, are potentially troubling.
我觉得有一些要来的改变是有危险的，是不好。
Are challenging.
是充满了挑战的。
There are times, I believe, that on the outward appearance are going to be more uncertain.
在外面看起来就是我们会看到很多未定的，很多未知数，不确定的状况要发生。
With that said, what we do here in the Church of God is more important than ever before.
所以呢，我们在教会里，神的教会所做的事是最更重要的了。
Our churches are meant to be refuges for hurting people to come and find help through God.
神的家就是教会，是应该是那些受伤的人能够来到的一个避难所。
And as we enter into these times that are more challenging and even more troubling,
当我们要进入一个充满了挑战或困难的时代的时候，
I believe there are going to be more and more people that are looking to the church to find help and strength. Amen?
我相信会有越来越多的人会来到神的家寻找帮助和庇护。
Even now, though we may not see them,
也许现在我们没有看见。
I believe there are people already trying to find their way back to God that they once knew as a child.
我相信有许多人，也许我们今天没有看到，他们是小的时候是认识神的，现在遇到一个状况，他们慢慢在找到那个寻回神的路。
Amen.
Amen.
And so what we do in here as the family of God is very, very important.
因此我们在这里神的家所做的事就变成非常的重要。
Praise God for the ministers that God has given us.
我们为着神赐给我们服侍我们的传道人感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for faithful men like Pastor Timothy or Sister Michelle or Brother Paul and many others. Brother Jim.
我们为神家中许多忠心的仆人使女感谢神。
There's so many ministers here. Praise God for the good ministers that the Lord has given us.
为了神已经放在我们当中这些美好的执事工人，我们要感谢赞美神。
But I really believe there are coming times where 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 people will not be enough to minister to the hurting that are coming through our doors.
但是我相信我们现在要遇到一个时代，就是一个教会里仅有四五个忠心的执事仆人是不够的。
Does that make sense?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
We are a body of Christ.
因为我们是神基督的身体。
Amen. Every member is a minister. Amen.
所以每一个在这身体上的肢体都要做服事的事。
Every one of us has a testimony. Amen.
我们每一个人都有可以分享的见证。
Just like Stephanie shared her testimony today, that message brings hope to the hurting.
就像Stephanie在这里所分享的，就给听见的人盼望。
But each of us, I believe each God is calling each of us to put ourselves in the position where we can share the hope that we have in Christ.
我相信神像的这个基督身体里的每一个肢体，就是你和我，都有一个呼召，要把我们放在站在对的位置上。我们可以在那里见证，把盼望带给我们旁边的人。
So I believe we're in a season where God is helping us rediscover the power of our own personal testimony.
所以我祷告神，让我们重新发现我们的见证所能带来的力量。
And we must make up our mind and be ready to share.
同时。
To anyone who asks.
我们必须有一个决心说，我预备好了，随时谁问我，我都能够分享神的奇妙。
Are you ready to tell people about Jesus?
你预备好了吗？你预备好随时可以告诉人关注吗？
Are you looking for opportunities to tell people about the hope of Christ within you?
你有在四处寻找机会，可以把盼望带到那些绝望的人生命中吗？
So I want to talk about us. Getting in the position to share what God has done.
所以早晨我的负担是讲教导到我们怎么样预备好我们自己，可以随时向我们四周的人分享神的爱。
Much of this comes from a readiness, a willingness, an ability to minister to other people.
这最重要是要我们有一个愿意的心，而把我们自己预备好，带着能力把神在我们身上的恩典分享出去。
Comes directly from slowing down.
那最重要的事情就是我们要学习慢下来。
One of the things that is stealing our power and our potential to be ministers in this hurting world today.
在这个叫人伤心、充满了破碎的世界里，有一个事情会常常。
Is we are so busy.
就是我们都太忙了。
We move from task to task. We're looking ahead to two, three, four things that need to be done to later today and tomorrow.
我们的生活充满了一件又一件的事，我们不仅要忙今天的，我们还要忙明天，心思还要计划到未来的。
We are hurrying along with our little list to do this, 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 and this so quickly. That we're not seeing the people that are right in front of us.
我们急着看我们的清单上，说今天要做的事，明天要做的事，以至于我们完全没有时间停下来看看这个时刻神摆在我们面前的人。So
in the morning, we're already thinking about the end of the day.
今天早晨，我们可能都已经想到今天晚上要做什么。
We're already thinking about tomorrow.
想到明天要做什么,
what we have to do next month.
下个月要做什么,
what we want to have accomplished by the end of the year.
今年年底前我要完成什么,
and so we don't see our children right in front of us.
我们心思这么忙碌, 我们站在我们眼前的孩子,
the lawn boy knocks on the door asking to, if we need service.
有人敲门打开来是一个邻居的孩子说要不要，我们需不需要他替我们除草。
Our mind is somewhere else and we don't even see the opportunity right in front of us.
但是我们心思忙着我们要做的事，没有看到神在眼前给我们的一个机会。
The clerk at the retail store.
或者是在你去买东西的时候，店里的职员。
Just hurry up and let me pay and get out of here. I've got things to do and places to go.
我们忙着赶快付钱，把东西买了，我们要去办别的事。
And we miss an opportunity with somebody that's hurting and needs to hear about Jesus, needs to feel the touch of God's love.
我们太忙以至于我们忽略到这一位这个职员，神放在这个时刻放在我面前的，他是一个心灵破碎的人，是我可以把神的爱跟他见证的人。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
你们懂我的意思吗?
We need to slow down and make sure that we're seeing people the way God sees them.
所以我们要稍微慢下一点我们的脚步，看看说神把什么样的人事物现在放在我的面前。
So I believe the greatest obstacle to us being the ministers that God has designed us to be.
我觉得让我们不能够尽到神给我们所要尽的功用的一个很大的阻力。
Is that many of us, if not most of us, are in far too great a hurry.
就是如果不是在座每一位，起码在座的许多位，就是我们太忙碌了。
You remember the disciples, they talked to Jesus right before he ascended?
记不记得使徒们怎么说的?
Before he ascended to the right hand of the Father after he had been resurrected?
And
the disciples, they were wondering, how is this all going to end?
很多门徒就是在想说, 这个最后这些事情要怎么结束?
Master, at this time will you restore the kingdom? Remember that conversation the disciples had with Jesus?
门徒问他说,你要来恢复你的国度,是不是就在这个时候呢?
They're already thinking about the end of the book, and they haven't even really started the story.
门徒们想到,只是想到说最后要怎么样, 还没有, 根本没有想到我们这一段要怎么过。
This is me and you. We're thinking about tomorrow or way down the road, and we have, and we're missing an opportunity right in front of us.
就好像我们很多时候我们都想到路中是怎么样, 结果是怎么样, 却没有知道这一刻要怎么样。
So Jesus tells them, hey, that time isn't for you to know about right now.
主耶稣说, 那个不是你们现在要忧虑的事。
You go to the upper room and get filled with the Holy Spirit.
你们要做的事就是到小楼上去祷告, 要被圣灵充满。
First things first.
所以重要的事要先做。
You take care of what's right in front of you. Let the Lord worry about those things way down the road. Amen?
我们的责任是说, 负责这一刻神托给我们的事, 让神来忧虑后面该怎么做。
This ministry, what God is calling us to, is something that God modeled himself. Jesus modeled himself during his earthly ministry.
现在我所交通这件事呢, 是神自己, 主耶稣自己认为很重要的一个执事, 而他自己是我们很好的榜样。
And I believe I mentioned this a little bit, referred to it a little bit last time I shared with you.
我上一次分享的时候也稍微提到过一点。
Jesus, as he ministered,
主耶稣来服侍的时候,
he saw the people.
他会看见人的需要,
he felt compassion.
他会感觉到人的需要, 而充满怜悯,
and then he ministered. Then he touched.
然后呢, 他在触摸这些有需要的人。
We serve a God who came down to earth. Amen?
我们所服侍的这位神是从天来到地上的神。
So he could see the needs of the people.
他来到地上,所以他能够看见人的需要。
So his heart would be impacted by those needs.
他的心会因为看见这些需要而受到震动。
And then out of a heart of compassion, he reached out and touched them with his physical hand.
那从一个充满了怜悯和爱的心, 他开始有行动来触摸他们, 帮助他们。
He embraced their children and hugged them up close.
他对于小孩子, 他是欢迎他们, 拥抱他们。
He healed the sick.
对于病, 生病的人, 他是医治他们。
He comforted the weary.
他安慰那些疲惫的人。
Amen?
Amen吗?
This is how Jesus did it.
这就是主耶稣怎么服侍。
And this is what Jesus, through the work of the Holy Spirit in us, is asking us to do.
同样的, 这位已经成为内住圣灵的主, 也是这样教导我们来服侍的。
But through the Holy Spirit that lives in all who put their trust in Jesus,
借着圣灵, 在那些所有相信神的人,
we have the divine equipping to do this ministry.
你我这些已经接受耶稣基督内住的圣灵的人, 一样已经被装备好做主所做的事。
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
我们都有圣灵在我们里面。
And he will respond and empower us.
他会有反应的, 也会给我们能力服侍的。
To do the exact same ministry that Jesus did.
来按照主耶稣在地上怎么样服侍的方式来服侍别人。
But we must cooperate with the Spirit.
但是重要的是说我们跟不跟圣灵合作。
How do we cooperate with the Spirit?
我们怎么样跟内住的圣灵合作呢?
We slow down.
就是我们要慢下我们的脚步。
We look at people.
我们看看人。
Have you ever seen, has anybody ever been talking to you and they looked past you?
你有没有经验就是说你跟人家讲话但他的眼睛是看到你的后面。
You know what I'm talking about. They're having a conversation with you. They're asking you to do something.
你们懂我的意思吧? 你在跟那人讲话, 比如他问你一个问题, 他对你是, 他开始一个对话的。
But they're not really looking at you. They're not really listening to you.
他们眼睛没有看着你,
they're looking past you.
他们耳朵也没有在听你的回答, 他们看着你后面的人事物。
Parents, have you ever been guilty of doing that with your kids?
做父母, 我们是不是常常这样呢?
You know? You're telling them what they need to do, what's got to get done, but your mind is already thinking about something way down the road.
你告诉小孩他们该做的事, 但同时你的心思已经跑到很远, 下一步你要做的其他事。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们同意我的意思吗?
This is what we do all the time. This is how the enemy gets us thinking about way down the road. It's a responsibility, it's something that needs to be done, but it's not in the moment what's right in front of us.
这是仇敌常常向我们施的诡计，就好像我们常想到未来而没有时间、精神集中在现在所该处理的事。
So because we're in such a hurry all the time, we're missing the opportunity that's right in front of us.
因为我们总是这么匆忙，所以我们常常就错过了在我们面前的机会。
Amen. Let me read a few scriptures that just confirm this principle of how Jesus ministered, that he saw, he felt, he touched.
我想就是用几个圣经里的例子提醒我们，主耶稣是怎么样用看到，然后感受到那个爱，然后来伸手医治。
So what I'm saying is that because we all have the Holy Spirit,
我能够这样分享，因为我们都有内住的圣灵。
It will work the same way with us.
所以在主身上怎么做的，在我们身上是一样的。
If we really slow down and look at each other,
所以我们如果真的慢下我们的脚步，认真地彼此注意，彼此关心。
Really look at one another.
真的仔细地观察彼此。
Our heart will begin to respond.
我们的心会有感觉的。
The love and affection of God, we'll start to feel it right here.
神在我们里面的爱会在里面发动。
And did you know what? Your faith, your gifts work by love.
而且我们的信心跟我们的恩赐都是从爱出发。
And once our heart, the love of God in us is activated through the Holy Spirit,
若是神的爱因着内住的圣灵而启动的。
Because we've really considered one another,
因为我们真的关心到，而真的认真的注意到彼此。
Then the next step, what to do, what to say, how to minister, will come to our mind.
那马上呢，下一步该如何做，如何服侍，就会在我们心中浮起。
But it starts by slowing down long enough to look at each other.
但是重要的第一步就是先慢下我们的脚步，真的观察一下彼此。
Satan does not want your heart to care. He doesn't want you to use your words and your hands to touch and make an impact on people's life.
魔鬼也不希望我们用我们的心、我们的手去触摸别人、改变别人的生活。
So the way he frustrates my ministry and your ministry,
所以仇敌怎么样瘫痪我们的执事呢？
He gets us to look at something else that we need to do.
就把我们的眼目转到其他我们该去做的事。
Amen?
阿们吗？
And it's something we actually need to do. It's a good thing we need to do.
而且那些事也是好事，也是我们该做的事。
But it's not what's right in front of us.
但不是那个我们眼前的事情。
And so our heart doesn't respond, ministry doesn't flow.
所以呢，我们的心就对目前的事没感应，没有反应，所以执事，我们的服事也不能开始。
Matthew 9:36-38.
马太福音第九章36到38节。
But when he, talking about Jesus,
当主耶稣,
when he saw the multitude,
看见许多的人,
he was moved with compassion,
他就怜悯他们,
because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
Then he exhorts his disciples, pray.
所以他就叫他们的门徒要祷告。
He sees the multitude.
他第一先看见了许多的人。
He feels the compassion.
他感觉到心中有怜悯。
And then prayer.
然后他就要他的门徒要祷告。
See, feel, touch.
他看见，他感受到，他触摸他们。
If Satan can blind you,
所以当仇敌要做的事情就是瞎了我们的眼睛，
叫我们看不见。 To the needs of other people,
叫我们对别人的需要没有感觉。
Your heart will not respond.
所以你的心也不会有觉得有感动。
And you will never try to touch somebody else.
那更谈不上去触摸帮助别人。
It's simple, isn't it?
这是很简单的，不是吗？
It's so simple.
太简单了。
Matthew 14:14.
马太福音14章14节说到。
And when Jesus went out,
耶稣他出来,
he went out.
他出来,
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus came down here. He went out.
神爱世人，甚至将他的爱子赐给他们，就讲到他从天到地上来，就是他出来。
Sometimes we stay inside too much.
我们的问题是有时候我们都不出来，我们都留在。
Sometimes we're too inside ourselves.
我们都留在我们自己的里面。
To ever see what's going on around us.
我们对四周的事没有看见。
But when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude.
但这里耶稣他出来，他见到许多的人。
And he was moved with compassion.
他就怜悯他们。
What you see moves you.
你所看见的会让你的心有反应。
When you open your eyes to the needs of other people, you will be stirred in your heart.
你若是真看见别人的需要，你的心一定会有反应。
You will be moved, you will be motivated right here where God lives.
你会被感动，你也会被激动去有行动。
It says, and then he healed their sick.
然后主耶稣就医治好他们的疾病。
Amen.
阿们吗？
You know, Stephanie's testimony this morning reminded me again of some things concerning my own testimony.
Stephanie 今天早上的见证提醒了我一些关于我自己的见证。
You know, I've shared a little bit about it before. My father was a good, hardworking man. He provided well for our family.
我分享过，我的父亲是一个非常殷勤做工啊，很好的爸爸，供应家中所有的需要。
But the thing that bothered me by the time I was in my late teens the most.
但是呢，让我觉得很受搅扰的一件事，特别是当我是十几岁的时候。
Was my father never had time to listen to me.
就是我的爸爸从来没有时间坐下来听我说话。
I really don't remember any significant conversation that I had with my father ever, where he looked me in the eye and talked to me in a deep way.
我从来没有一个印象说我父亲真的坐下来很认真地听我讲几句话。
So by the time I was 19,
等到我十九岁的时候，
I was very, very angry.
我变成一个非常愤怒的人。
I had opened my heart to bitterness and unforgiveness towards my father.
我容让我的心打开，让愤怒苦毒进来，让我以至于我不能原谅我的爸爸。
And it all stemmed from the fact that my father was so busy that he never had time to notice me, listen to me, and talk to me.
这个都来自于什么呢？就是我父亲从来没有花时间坐下来听我说话，而让我了解我的情形，或者对我说话。
Well, about I'm 19 years old. God starts to work in my heart. I wasn't talking to anybody. I didn't go to any church meeting.
一到我十九岁的时候呢，神开始在我里面做事。那时候我没有告诉别人我的痛苦，也没有去教会。
Just the Lord started to remind me of the spiritual truths that I'd been trained in as a young boy.
而是神借着圣灵在我里面提醒我，我在小的时候去教会的时候听见的真理。
I should have known, but far away, hundreds of miles away, was my mother praying for me every day.
事实上，在千里之外，我的母亲每一天都为了我在神面前祷告。
And those prayers were after me.
这些祷告一路追到了我。
Those prayers were reaching out after me.
那些祷告抓到了我。
Those prayers through the work of the Holy Spirit were coming after me to rescue me. Amen.
那个祷告让圣灵来找到了我。
And so literally, I would go. I had a big walk-in closet in this little apartment I was living in at the time.
那时候我住在一个公寓里面，有一个很大的衣柜。
I suddenly was so concerned about eternity and the shortness of time, and what was I doing?
突然之间我对一件事很关心，就是人生何等的短暂，那我在干什么，我的一生的价值意义在哪里。
Every day after I'd get home from work, I'd go sit in that closet.
每一天我下班之后我就坐在我的衣柜里。
And I just would sit in that dark closet and I'd find myself praying and asking God, what's going on? What should I do?
我就不知道为什么每天下班之后我就到我的衣橱里坐在那里祷告说，神啊，到底发生什么事？我该怎么做
？That process lasted weeks.
差不多好几个礼拜都是这样。
Finally, I just decided, you know what? I'd go back to the church where my mother used to take me.
后来我决定，你知道吗？我要回到我小时候我母亲带我去的教会。
And guess what? You know, I needed to go. I needed to walk an aisle. I needed to pray at an altar. I needed to give my life to Jesus.
我需要到教会里面，我需要到聚会里，我需要到前面来，我需要把我的生命献给神。
But that, there was no evangelistic meeting that night.
那一天晚上并没有什么福音聚会。
They had a special guest speaker.
他们有一个特殊的外面请来的讲员。
And he was telling all the people that had marital problems how to fix their marriage.
那天的主题是讲怎么样解决你婚姻中的难题。
I'm this 19-year-old.
我只有十九岁。
Long-haired hippie kid. I'm not married.
长头发，一副嬉皮打扮，我还没结婚呢。
It didn't matter.
但是无所谓的。
They had the altar call. It was for married couples.
他们最后有一个呼召，招那些结婚的人到前面，到神面前。
I'm going down there, amen.
结果呢，我这个单身人也跑到前面去。
So I walked the aisle and I approached this elder that was praying for people at the altar.
所以我就走到前面来呢，正好那个讲员在为一对夫妇祷告。
And I said, "Sir, I'm not married. I don't have a wife, but I want to give my heart to Jesus."
我说，亲爱的先生，我没结婚，我也没有太太，但是我想要把我的心献给神。
And that precious elder, he just put his arms around me, just embraced me.
那个年长的弟兄就用他的膀臂围绕我，拥抱我。
And he just let me weep and weep.
然后我在他的怀抱中痛哭。
Every time I went to church after that for months, I wanted to walk the aisle again.
在那个下来的好几个月，我每次聚会的时候，我都想在聚会最后跑到前面来。
I'd have to pinch myself and remind myself, David, you're already saved. You give your heart to Jesus. It's okay. You don't have to go again.
每一次我都要捏我自己，提醒我说，哎，你已经得救了，你已经把你的心归给耶稣，你不用每一次都跑到前面去。
But something inside me was wanting to respond to the Lord.
但是在我里面有一个生命，就是想向神有一个反应。
And over, sometimes I just go down to the altar.
一次又一次的，我就到那个祭坛面前。
And I'd let that elder just put his arms around me, and I'd just weep.
那我就到那个长老年长的弟兄那里，他就用他的手臂在抱着我。
I was coming home, amen.
因为什么呢？因为我是一个回家的孩子。
Amen.
Amen.
I was coming home.
了解吗？我这样做，因为我是一个回到父神家的孩子。
But a funny thing happened.
但是很有意思的事发生了。
God started speaking to me.
神开始向我说话。
I had all these things in my heart, in my mind when I'd pray and seek the Lord.
当我在神面前祷告寻求他的时候，就会有这些话语或这些事情在我脑海中出现。
And I wanted to talk to somebody about him.
我必须要告诉别人关于主。
With this precious man of God, he was our pastor at this church.
在我们的教会的那位牧者。
A wise man, a father figure.
是一个非常有智慧的人，就像一个父亲一样。
And I just wanted to talk to him.
我觉得我需要跟他分享。
I'd never really had a father.
因为我的父亲，我好像一个没有父亲的人。
At least I'd never had somebody that listened to me, look at me, and talk to me.
因为我没有一个真的能够听我讲话，然后像我有反应的父亲。
So I tried to make an appointment to talk to this pastor.
所以我就跟这个年长的牧者约好要跟他交通。
He was a busy man.
他是一个忙碌的人。
He never had time.
他没有时间跟我相约。
I tried, I tried, I tried again and again.
我试了好几次。
It never worked out.
但是我们俩是总是碰不到一起。
Finally, I was so persistent, he said, you know, at the close of next Wednesday night meeting, we'll talk for just a few minutes after church. I'm sorry, I'm kind of busy.
但是因为我一直的要求，所以他终于最后跟我说，好，那个下礼拜三聚会完之后，我有几分钟，抱歉，我实在太忙了。
At the time, I did not understand what was going on.
那个时候我并不知道发生什么事。
But the very hurt,
但是那个伤
the same wound,That I experienced as a young boy.
就是我从小身为一个孩子所经历的那个伤。
I'd come back to Jesus.
然后我回来到主面前。
I'd come back home.
我回到了神的家。
I'd return to the church.
我回到了教会。
My mother's prayers had rescued me.
我的母亲的祷告救了我。
But the church.
但是在教会里。
It reinforced and reopened.
我所经历的就是让我再一次那个伤被打开。
Those same wounds.
同样的伤口。
People too busy to listen.
因为大家太忙，没有时间听
我说话。Too much ministry to do to talk.
太多的侍奉要做，以至于没有时间坐下来跟我说话。
Nobody to look at me in the eye.
没有人用眼睛真的注意我。
I'd never had that.
I'd
never had a man to look me in the eye.
从小到大就没有一个男人坐下来真的眼对眼的关心我。
And to say, David, I see potential in you.
我告诉我在你身上看见你的潜
能。God wants to use you.
神要用你。
God has gifted you.
神已经恩赐你了。
Let me help you be who you're supposed to be in God's kingdom.
让我帮你成长，成为你在神国度中该有的一个位置。
That's what my father should have done.
这是我父亲的责任。
That's what the ministers in the church are here to do. Amen? But if we are not willing to wait, that's what God did. That's what Jesus did. Amen? He slowed down. He looked at people. He felt their need right here.
他看见人, 他看到他们的需要,
he touched them.
他会,
and then he stretched himself out upon the cross and died for their sins.
But if
we are not willing to slow down and feel what's going on in other people's hearts around us, we cripple the ministry of the church. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Do you see why waiting, slowing down, looking, feeling, touching in a personal way is so important?
你们了解到吗? 在你跟人相处的时候, 那个慢下脚步, 注意人真实的光景, 而能够服侍到他们, 触摸到他们, 是何等的重要?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm so grateful for. So, you know, last Friday was movie night. It was kids club movie night here at church.
上礼拜五是我们这个社区的儿童聚会的 电影夜，就是放电影。
There was 40 kids from the neighborhood here.
有这个社区有40个孩子来到我们当中。
Man, talk about activity.
你想想看有多少活动啊？
Running all around.
这些40个孩子跑来跑去,
jumping on one another, jumping on us, playing.
跟我们玩, 跟我们跑,
not listening very well.
不一定每一个都很守规矩,
but so hungry, so many of them, so hungry for somebody just to look at them.
但是他们当中有很多孩子里面何等的饥渴,
many of these kids, they don't get that attention. Just like I never got that attention in my home.
就像我在我家中得不到那样的关爱, 很多的孩子也需要这样的关爱。
Just hungry for somebody look at me.
很多孩子里面是很饥渴的。
Will somebody listen to me?
如果有人愿意爱他们一点,
will somebody care about me?
或关心他们一点。
Amen.
Amen.
And their little hearts open up, and then there's an opportunity to just reach out and love them and pray for them. Amen.
当人这样注意他们的时候，他们这小小的心房就打开来, 就有机会被服侍到, 能够经历到神的爱。
This one little boy, man, he's precious. This little boy named Johnny just stuck to me like glue last Friday night at movie night.
上礼拜五有一个小孩叫Johnny, 他简直就像被粘胶粘在我的膀臂上一样,
so we're sitting there watching this movie, A Good Dinosaur, okay?
我们看的电影叫做好的恐龙。
And he's telling me all about what's going to happen next.
那他在我旁边就告诉我下一个是怎么发生什么，电影下一个情节是什么。
He's just talking to me.
他就一直讲话。
And I slowed down to talk to him.
所以我让他稍微慢下来，我也跟他说话。
But pretty soon out of my heart just stirred up this intercession for him.
很快的呢，我里面就有一个代祷的负担。
So Johnny's talking to me about the movie A Good Dinosaur.
Johnny在那里告诉我这个恐龙电影的情节。
And the whole time I'm interceding, oh God, moved by the Spirit in this little boy's life.
那在同时呢，我在里面祷告说，神啊，求圣灵在他的心中。
Slowing down long enough to get close enough.
让他慢慢安静下来, 让他可以靠近你,
getting close enough to start caring.
所以我们慢下, 我们脚步的时候, 我们就与人靠近, 我们与人靠近的时候, 我们就会开始关心这个人。
And then the conversations, the heart begins to flow, the ministry begins to flow. Amen.
然后我们就可以开始有沟通, 而有真实的服侍。
My Lucretia's mother and her mother and father, they live on about 3 acres in Oklahoma.
我的岳父岳母, 他们住在 Oklahoma, 他们的地大概有3亩地大。
And you know, Lucretia's mother, she's a precious woman of God.
我的太太的母亲，就我的岳母，是一个非常敬畏神的女人。
Her name is Treasure.
她的名字叫做 Treasure, 宝藏。
And if you were to ever meet Treasure, you would know immediately that Lucretia is her daughter.
你若是你只要见过 Treasure的人，他母亲的人，你就知道说 Lucretia是他的女儿。
In all the ways that she loves people and talks to people and cares about people.
因为他们都是一样，充满了爱，喜欢。 爱人，喜欢与人沟通，关心人。
So Treasure, my mother-in-law, she's a special woman of God. She loves the Word of God. She loves Jesus.
我的岳母 Treasure 呢，她是一个爱神也爱神的话的人。
So she got these sheep. She got about 12, 15 sheep because she wanted to understand more about being a shepherd, like the Bible talks about being a shepherd.
为了帮助她了解怎牧人的心肠，她自己养了12到15只的羊。
So out on these 3 acres, she had about 12, maybe 15 sheep.
所以在那个三亩的地上呢，有大概十二到十五只的羊。
Her and my father-in-law were going to go on a family vacation.
有一次，他跟我的岳父要出去度假。
So they approached me and LaChristian. They said, "Hey, will you guys, you kids, come stay at our house and watch our sheep?"
那时候我们还住在那里，他们就跑来找我，跟我太太说，我们出去的时候，你们可以帮我们照顾一下这些羊。
You know, that's easy enough. All you got to do is make sure they have feed and that they stay in the pen, and you count them every day, make sure they're all there.
很简单嘛，你知道就把他们。保守在那个围栏的里面，然后给他们食物吃，每一天都数一数，不要少了一只就好了。
I mean, I thought, how hard could this be? You know, they'll stay in their pen, it'll be okay.
我觉得很简单啊，就留在栅栏内啊，喂他们吃，很简单。
Well, on this 3-day weekend, this long weekend,
那是一个长周末，有三天。
It got hot.
结果呢，气候突然变得很炎热。
And about half these sheep died.
一半的羊都死了。
I was going, what is going on? I felt terrible. Have you ever had to take care of somebody's animal and it died while you're taking care of it?
我心里觉得太糟糕了。你有没有这种经验？你帮人照顾这个动物，结果他们死掉了。
I mean, these sheep are getting sick. They're staggering around, falling over.
那些羊呢，就开始生病，然后倒下来。
I was going, oh no, all the sheep are going to all die.
我真的想着，糟糕了，这些羊都要热死了。
Well,My mother and father-in-law returned after the long weekend, and I didn't know what to say.
当他们长周末的假期回来之后，我不知道怎么样解释。
I mean, that's not something you can hide, is it?
你是不能够隐藏这个死了一半的羊的事情。
My mother-in-law, she asked the vet to come out and take a look at what happened.
所以我的岳母就请那个那兽医来看看到底发生什么事。
And after examining the sheep,
当兽医仔细的检查之后，
he told my mother-in-law, he said, "Treasure, these sheep had a parasite."
他说他们都有被那个细菌感染。
And the only way you can know if these sheep have this particular parasite,
这种某种细菌呢，在他们身上发生的时候，你怎么可以看得出来呢？
You have to get really close and look in their eye.
他说你要仔细要看，你要看他们的眼睛。
You have to pull their eyelid down just a little bit and look at it.
把他们眼皮拉下来一点。
You hear what I'm saying?
你懂我的意思了吧？
Sometimes we're trying to watch out over the flock and we say, okay, they're all here.
有时候我们照顾神家的羊，我们就说哦，都到了。
Yeah, they're all in the pen.
都在这儿了，都圈在这儿了。
They showed up at Bible study and prayer meeting.
聚会都有来。
They're praying and eating.
他们看起来都有在祷告，也都有在读经。
But we're so busy.
但是我们太忙碌了。
Sometimes we never slow down.
我们没有停下来看看。
Because we're unwilling to wait.
因为我们愿意等候。
You know what I mean? We're talking past them.
我们常常看得超过他们现在的状况。
We gotta look them in the eye.
但是我们需要停下来看看他们。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
看看他们的眼睛。
God's promise, those who wait shall have the power of God on them. Amen?
神应许我们等候他的都要重新得力。
Jesus said, tarry and wait in the upper room for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣告诉门徒要到小楼上去祷告，等候从上头来的能力。
And real body life, powerful ministry in the church comes when we not only wait on God, but we slow down and wait on one another.
在神的家中有能力的侍奉，是不仅我们等候神，而且我们要注意彼此。
Amen? Does that make sense?
明白吗？明白我的意思。
We have to arrange our church in such a way where we have time to listen.
我们必须要找出时间，让我们以至于我们能够真的彼此倾听。
Time to look each other in the eye.
彼此观察。
Time to allow our heart to start to respond.
给我们时间，让我们能够有机会来反应。
And then the power of God will come into us, and we will be able to minister real life.
这样子，神的能力才会经过我们，有带着生命真实的侍奉。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me, saints? You hear what I'm telling you? This is maybe some of the most important things that we can do in this season. There are people coming. They're on their way, I believe, with all my heart. They're going to be looking for help in places like this.
我心里深深地相信, 会有人在寻找回神家的路。 很快的就会有人来到我们当中, 需要寻求帮助。
But we've got to slow down.
我们要做的是什么呢? 就是慢下我们的脚步。
We've got to start slowing down with one another in this room.
我们要彼此相顾。
You know, the other day, me and Lucretia, we're in Chino Hills.
前不久前我跟我太太到Chino Hills.
We went out and had a little date, got a meal together at this little sushi place over there in Chino Hills.
我们俩出去在一个日本餐厅有一个约会。
And as we're coming out the door, Lucretia had been watching this one lady in the corner, this one young Chinese lady, really pregnant.
In the restaurant. 在我们吃饭整个时间的时候，Lucretia注意到在角落有一个怀孕的东方女子坐在那里。
I didn't even notice her.
我根本没有注意到这个人。
But Chris is better at this than I am.
Chris比较细心一点。
She was watching her.
她一直注意到那个女人。
So as we're coming out the door, going to the parking lot,
所以当我们吃完要离开餐厅到停车场的时候,
here comes this young lady, big and pregnant, walking like this.
那个东方女子也正好走过来，走得很慢。
That's not funny, is it, ladies? It's serious business.
姐妹们，我不是，这不好笑。
And you know, Lucretia immediately goes, "Oh, you're about ready to have that baby, aren't you?"
Lucretia 就说，哦，你是不是快要生了？
She goes, "Oh, yeah." She goes, "Oh, but it's my first one and I'm scared."
她说是的，但是这是我第一胎，我好害怕。
She just said it just as we're walking out the door. "Yes, it's my first one, I'm scared."
我们一面走一面聊天，她说，对呀，这是我第一胎，我好害怕。
Now, Lucretia helped me slow down.
所以Lucretia就叫我慢下脚步。
But immediately, as soon as she said that, I knew that we should pray for her.
马上我们就知道我们应该为她祷告。
So I let her talk to Lucretia a little bit more. And then I said, "Can we just pray for you right now?" So she felt a little bit maybe uncomfortable. But she was more concerned about this first baby than she was uncomfortable.
但是呢,她可能为了这个baby,她有更深的忧虑。
And so we're holding hands in the parking lot praying for her.
所以我们就握着她的手站在停车场祷告。
And God's presence came.
然后神的同在就临到我们。
Because we slowed down.
因为我们慢下我们的脚步。
Because we slowed down long enough to look.
我们慢下脚步,并且我们开始注意我们的周遭。
Because we slowed down long enough to feel what she was feeling.
我们够慢了，所以我们可以感受到他的感受。
Then we knew what to do next.
所以我们就知道下一步要做什么。
Amen.
阿们吗?
Amen. People are—they're all around us, folks. People that have needs in their life.
弟兄姊妹，有许多人在我们周遭，他们都有需要。
If we'll just slow down, you'll notice them at school.
如果是你慢下你的脚步，注意一下，有朋友在学校是需要帮助的。
You'll notice them at your workplace.
或者在你办公室，有人他是有需要。
They're knocking on your door, trying to sell you things.
他们正在敲你的门。<laughs> You
know, go, "Oh man, I got to get this guy away from me."
或者有人在门口要推销什么，你就第一个反应说，赶快把他打发了。
But if we look at them with the eye of the Spirit, we'll start to feel what God feels.
若是我们用圣灵的眼睛看看这个人，我们可以感觉到神向着他的感觉。
Amen.
阿们吗？
I was telling a similar story to our kids in our English group. Years ago, this man was delivering trash cans to our church.
我告诉我们英文组的孩子这个事情，就是说几年前有一个送垃圾桶的trash can，送垃圾桶的一个人。
He's in a truck.
他开了一个卡车。
A big old biker looking guy, motorcycle guy, right?
他是那种很壮的，很壮硕高大的，就像那种骑那种大摩托车的那种身形。
Tattoos up and down every arm, full sleeves.
整个手臂上都是那个
rough looking guy.
Tattoo, 刺青, 看起来很
But right away he goes going, "Oh, my back, man, is right when I leave this. When I get finished with this delivery, I'm going to go, got to go to the doctor. Something's wrong with my back."
他来送这些垃圾桶的时候，他就说，啊，我的背好痛哦，等我这一批送完之后，我要去看医生，一定有什么问题。
But I slowed down.
我就突然慢下我的脚步。
I slowed down long enough to look at him.
我看他一眼。
And right away, my heart started to be touched for him.
马上我的心就有感觉。
I said, "Can I pray for you?"
我就对他说，我可不可以为你祷告
？Big old guy. He had to be like 6'3", 6'4", big old.
他大概六尺四，三四寸高，非常高大的一个人。
He goes, "Man, you sure can. I'll let you pray for me." So he bends down, he gets on his knees in the back of his truck.
他就到他的那个卡车背后，然后他就跪下来让我为他祷告。
It's awesome, man. You know, I was going. He just so quickly responded, so fast.
他的反应这么快速，真的太棒了。
And so I'm standing at the back of his truck.
所以我就站在他卡车的尾端。
Holding his hands.
握着他的手。
While he's bent down in the back of his truck.
他是弯下他的膝盖。
Yes, Jesus, just I pray you just touch and make that pain leave right now in Jesus' name.
我就奉主的名求主来触摸他，叫那个疼痛离开。
And you could feel God's presence come.
马上你就感觉到神的同在。
And he felt better.
他就觉得好多了。
Do you see what I'm talking about?
你们了解我的意思吗？
Are we looking past one another?
我们是不是没有时间注意到彼此呢？
Are we looking, thinking about next week or the end of the day and missing what's happening right in front of our eyes?
我们是不是在想今天晚上要做什么或下礼拜要做什么，以至于我们都完全忽略到神摆在我们这个时刻眼前的事情？
The real proof that you are someone that waits on God.
一个人真正等候神的证据是什么呢？
Is that you wait on others.
就是你有时间等候别人。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You slow down to wait on other people.
你会慢下你的脚步来服侍别人。
The promise is to those who wait.
神的应许是给那些等候的。
The power comes to those who wait.
神的能力是给那些等候的人。
Isaiah tells us those who wait on the Lord they will run and not grow weary. Amen.
以赛亚书说那些等候耶和华的必要重新得力而且奔跑不疲倦。
Those that wait on the Lord shall lift up wings and soar like eagles. Amen.
那些等候耶和华的要如鹰展翅上腾。
God renews the strength of those who wait.
神更新那些等候人的能力。
If we will simply slow down and wait on God and wait on other people,
如果我们愿意真的慢下脚步等候神，而且等候人，
the power of God will discover new depths, and the power of God will catch up with us.
神的能力会带着一个更新的力量和深度临到我们。
I believe the main reason why we don't experience more of the power of God working through us.
我相信我们不能感觉到神的能力经过我们服侍别人的原因。
We're running ahead.
因为我们跑在神前面。
We're running way ahead. We're not waiting on the Lord.
我们没有在等候神。
Amen. Well, I think I got my point across.
我想，我想交通的负担就是这些。
Can we? Do you think we have time to do a little ministry with some people? I want to invite you to receive prayer this morning.
今天早晨，我要邀请你，如果你觉得你需要被祷告的。
If you recognize that you're in too much a hurry,
如果是你觉得自己非常的忙碌。
You're not listening to your children, to your spouse.
你没有时间听你的配偶、你的孩子的声音。
You're not listening to other people around you at work or school.
或者在学校、在办公室，你太忙碌了。
Because you're going too fast.
因为你跑得太快了。
I want to call you up forward. I want to pray for you that you'll enter into a new season.Of waiting on God.
我要邀请你到前面来，好让我们为你祷告，让你进入一个新的季节。
And waiting on one another.
学习怎么样等候服侍别人。
And allowing God to do new things in your heart, your feelings, your affections.
容许神在你的身上做一件新的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
But if there are those here that have some specific need in your life.
或者在我们当中，你今天在你的生命中有一个特殊的需要。
It might be a physical sickness.
也许是身体上的疾病。
It might be a fear that you can't shake.
或者是一个你甩脱不掉的惧怕。
It might need just you might need to just come home. Return to God's house.
就是，也许你需要做的事就是回到神的家。
Yeah, maybe you've been running from God, and you know you need to recommit your life to Jesus.
也许你一直逃离神，需要你今天需要重新把自己委身在神的面前。
I'd like to pray with you.
若是这样，我也希望有机会为你祷告。
But you know, what I really would love to see.
但是我最盼望的。
Is everybody in here?
就是在这个房间里的每一个人。
Learning how to pray for one another.
学习如何为其他的人祷告。
Amen. Amen. And the power of God using each and every one of us.
使神的能力能够经过我们每一个人。
Amen. Evan, Vic, could you come and help us with a little bit of this song here? But if you want the Lord to help you recommit to waiting on God and waiting on others, I'd like you just to come forward to receive prayer right now.
在座你们若是愿意神重新来使用你，你来学习等候神，或者是帮助别人。
Basically, just a commitment that you are going to do it God's way. Amen.
就是一个委身，一个决定，说我愿意照着神的方式来生活。
Just a declaration. Say, Lord, I'm going to stop running ahead, and I'm going to wait on you, and I'm going to wait on others.
就是一个宣告说，神啊，我不要一路急的奔跑，我要停下来等候你。我要能够等候别人。
So if you want that, I just encourage you, just come down right now. Come down right
here,
line up right here.
你若是愿意有这样的一个祷告，一个有这样的盼望，我邀请你到前面来。
Amen. Just stand right here and just come on down here and just lift your hands to the Lord like this. Say, God, I want you to do something fresh.
来到神的面前，就把你的手举起来，说神，我愿意。
Amen. Amen.Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Father, we wait on you. You see these here. You see.
父啊，我们等候你。你看见这些等候的心。
Let's just wait. Let's just still our heart right now in God's presence right now.
就让我们的心先静沉在神的同在里，让我们一起在神面前等候。
Yes, God.Oh, we need you. Yes, Jesus, Jesus. Just to add, invite the Holy Spirit to come in a fresh way.
Oh, God.
叫我们的心打开，邀请圣灵来到我们当中。
Oh, how we need you.
带着新鲜的能力。
Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Just ask the Lord to help your heart to care like it's never cared for other people before.
祷告神，叫我们的心开始关心人，是我们以前没有的关心。
Jesus, oh God, Amen, Amen, oh Jesus, oh God, oh we need you.We need you, God.
The King.
Come on, come, God.
我们需要你。
Change my heart, Lord.
改变我们的心。
He is my song.
Amen.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from.
Oh,
He is my
song.
You are good, good.
And, if there's others that can come and help pray for these, that'd be awesome.
You are good.
If you can come and pray for some people, and Michelle is going to help. And, but let's just pray over each one. Anybody else that wants to pray and bless what God's doing here.
我们先用膏油为每一位祷告。
You are
在座的弟兄姊妹愿意为前面站着弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, the King of my heart. Be the shadow where I hide. The ransom for my life. Don't give me my soul. You are good. Oh, you are good. You are good. Oh, you are good. King of my heart, be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, he's my song. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to God is so good.
Caverns of my soul, pour in me to overflow. And Spirit of the living God, come fall afresh on me. Come and wake me from my sleep. Blow through the caverns of my soul, pour me to overflow, to overflow. Spirit, come and fill Lay your glory.
Spirit move,
I know we're a little bit long today.
我知道我们今天聚会的时间稍微长了一点。
It is my strong conviction
我心深深的相信
that for the church to be all that she has the potential to be,
让一个教会能够发挥她所有该有的潜能
the saints of God have to have opportunity for two main things.
神家中的儿女必须有两件重要的事
Now I'm talking about reaching our potential as a body of people.
所以就的、整个基督的身体能够一起、作用来说
There must be a time and a place for us to share our testimony
就是我们一定要有机会能够分享我们的经历或见证
Our story, amen
我们的故事
And we must have time to pray and respond to God's word
我们要有机会来彼此带到然后等候神的工作
We have to make time to pray for one another、amen?
我们必须要花时间来彼此代求
Because we are the body.
因为我们是一个身体。
It's we are His hands, amen.
我们就是耶稣的手。
We are the vehicles through which God loves and touches and speaks one to another.
借着我们，神说话，让我们能够彼此帮助。
And if we don't provide an opportunity where we can pray over one another,
所以我们若是没有给我们自己这样的机会，让我们可以彼此代祷。
We frustrate our own, we hinder our very own prayers.
那我们就拦阻了我们自己祷告的功效。
We pray for God to speak to us and touch us and provide for us, amen?
我们不是跟神说，求你触摸我们，供应我们，向我们说话吗？
But more times than not, that answer to prayer comes through our brothers and sisters.
但是呢，常常神答应这样的祷告是借着我们的弟兄姊妹来成全的。
So that's where the slowing down comes.
所以我们要慢下我们的脚步。
Amen. Thank you for letting me share with you.
谢谢你们让我有机会今天早晨在这里分享。